This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The weather will take a turn this weekend for much of the state. The Northern Front Range could see rain by tomorrow afternoon. Bruno Rodriguez is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says that front will usher in some normal fall weather going into next week.
We've been above average for temperatures for a few days now, so this will bring us a little closer to typical values for this time of year.
Rodriguez says Saturday's storm could bring winds up to 30 or even 40 miles per hour. He suggests tying down any loose items outside your home. Governor Jared Polis got vaccinated for both flu and coronavirus this week at a Safeway pharmacy in Denver.
See how easy that was?
The state epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Hurley, says she advises getting both to protect against those respiratory viruses, and she recommends one to protect against the virus RSV.
Don't forget about the RSV vaccine for people over the age of 75 and then people 50 to 74 who have increased risk, plus people who are pregnant, and then protection for infants as well.
RSV can cause severe infection, especially in premature infants, older adults, people with heart and lung disease, or anyone with a weak immune system. This Sunday is your last chance this year to experience Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs without the distraction of motorized vehicles. It's called Motorless Morning. From 5 until noon, no cars, trucks, buses, or other motorized vehicles will be allowed inside the park. E-bikes are allowed, and accessible shuttles will be available for those who may need one. Motorless Mornings began 7 years ago and has been a staple ever since. This is CPR News and KRCC.